Bakasur is symbol of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, kapatta. If you are doing bhajan, but you want to cheat Krishna and other devotees, like Anna Bhilasa, for any worldly benefit, doing bhajan, Krishna will know. There are so many other hypocrisies. So Krishna will know. So we should be sincere. Nobody any desire. No mayabad gyan. No smart karma. And thus, by all our senses and modes, we should serve Krishna to please Krishna for the benefit of Krishna. Now, brother of Putana, younger, and also Bakasur, he said that, oh, my dear sister and my dear brother, they have been killed. Anyhow, I will kill them both, and then I will take the revenge. So what became? Agastur took Krishna and all the cops and cowherd boys in his mouth. At once, demigods began to loudly, alas, alas, oh, Krishna is killed, Krishna is killed. And this sound came to Brahma. And Brahma at once came there. And then he saw that anything very lighting coming from the head of Agasura and moving in the sky. And after some time, Krishna, when came out his mouth with cops and cows, oh, then he saw this. And that flashing light came into the feet of Krishna. Then he, oh, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how this Agasura, to whom any yogi, a Brahmavadi, for thousands and millions of years, doing tapasya by their Shuddhaman, pure mind, they cannot touch Krishna even. In their meditation, Krishna never comes. And this Agasura took Krishna in his heart. Oh, how fortunate. He will have a very high class of gati. And then Krishna, he was there. And then he made up his mind. I want to see more some sweet pastimes of this Prabhu. But he has come from lotus. Lotus is jada, inner. So he was also like that. In the meantime, Krishna with all Gwalbal, he told us, oh, today is very late. Oh, here near this pond, very beautiful. We should sit here and take what our mother have sent. And then Krishna sat in the middle and other boys. But that day Baldev was not there. They made round, thousands and thousands of rounds. And each Gwalbal was saying that Krishna is with me, in front of me. Those who are back, those who are inside, those who are very far, all saw that Krishna is very near to me. And he is taking prasadam with us. In this way he was very happy and taking prasadam. After what became? From Krishna. Why you have done so?
So then Krishna began to explain to him
that Brahma wanted.
Yes.
And also all the cows and calves, they wanted to that I should be cow, and all as that gopi wanted to that I should be their son.
Yes.
And all gopis wanted that Krishna should be my most beloved. For all reason I have done so.
So Krishna explained all these things to Balaram.
After that, Brahma stopped. Brahma has done some mistake. And what was that mistake? He knew that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply he would have prayed, "O Krishna, I want to see your most sweet pastimes." That was enough. If he had done in mind even, then Krishna knew. And he has done, he would have done. But he used his maya, that I am intelligent, by maya I will unko mohit karunga. I will cover the gyan of Krishna and then I will see what he is doing. But his fault was that he should pray himself in heart that, "O Krishna, I want to see your most sweet person." That was enough. And for this, he took his all cowherd boys and cubs. This was also a kind of offense. And he put in a cave for so many days, 1 year. So that was his fault. Now, what is his stuti? Oh, yes. Oh.
Krishna has so many opulence. Even you should give up all this. By that, if the opulence is there, they cannot enjoy madhur bhav. So give up all these things and hear the fight.
And jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vatam.
When Brahma saw the infinite glory of Krishna, then he told Jananta eva Jananta naam me bhaktva kunu bhakso bhaktu vaibhanta vabhuchara. O Krishna, those who are telling that I know Krishna, but I think that they are foolish, they don't know. Even myself, I don't know his glory. His glory is, oh, ananta, infinity. So, after that, all the cowherd boys returned with Krishna to Brajat, their houses, and began to tell that, "Oh, mother, oh, father, today Krishna and we all were in the mouth of a very big poison and we were like dying. But anyhow, Krishna saved us." Here, Sukadeva Goswami told that Aghasura was killed in his balya at the age of 5. But 1 year is too. Brahma has told him,
And he told them next year, after 1 year, they returned to home and began to tell, oh, he was in the mouth of this, in the mouth of python. So how it became? Then Sukadev Goswami explained everything, that Brahma has stolen, and thus 1 year it was there. Then Krishna again did so many pastimes. Dhenukasu.
That in Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has explained six ritu. Like Vasanta ritu, after that Vasanta, summer, then Varsha. Varsha means raining season. And after that, autumn. And then after that, Hemanta, then Sishi, then Vasanta. Now he, at the time of Dhanukasura, it was Grishmaka, it was summer. And at that time, tal are now ripened at that time. So, you should come as in Srimad Bhagavat has told, not like this. So it's Varshakali in rainy season. And this is Saratka. Anyhow, we should go now. Because
at this time, Balaram, he and the cowherd boys, they stop to take rest. Baladev, he lays his head on the lap of one of the cowherd boys. And then Krishna, he goes and sits by his feet and he starts to massage his feet very, very nicely. After some time, the boys, they get up and they start to play again. And then after playing Krishna also, he lays down and one of the boys is fanning and another boy is also massaging his feet. As they get up and they start to go further into the forest, then they start to smell some very, very sweet fragrance coming from one grove some distance away, a tal grove. So the boy, Stoka Krishna, Subal, so then they say to Krishna, oh Krishna, and this I heard from Srila Gurudev one time, I did not see in Bhagavatam, that we had been attacked by one ferocious demon. Then, which demon? Then he said, oh, hunger. We're very, very hungry. And now, coming into our nostrils, is this very, very sweet smell coming from this tal plantation. And it's also going into our stomach. So please help us to relieve this problem. So then they went to this plantation, and this was taken care of by an associate of Kamsa called Dhenukasura. So Balaram, they said, if we go to this place though, that it's guarded by this Dhenukasura, and anybody that comes near, that he and his associates, that they immediately annihilate them. That nobody goes near this place, what to speak of going near it. Even the birds up in the sky, they won't even fly over this place. Balaram and Krishna, they were laughing. How can an ass, you know, be so powerful? So then they went, Balaram in front. When they got to the grove, then Balaram, he took one tal tree, very, very tall, thin, and then he started to shake. And some tal fruit started to come down. Blah, 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 blah. Immediately, Dhenukasura, he got up and he went to see who was intruding in his territory. And then he saw the very, very beautiful forms of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna with his very beautiful peacock feather, his pitambara, his golden yellow shawl, and next to him, Baladev, in front by the tree. With his very beautiful white complexion, blue dhoti. Seeing immediately Denukasura, he charged towards Baladev, and then jumping this ass demon with his hind legs, both legs, with a very, very heavy push, he just kicked Baladev in his chest. But Baladev was just standing there and not at all moved, not at all fazed. Denukasura, he looked, he was amazed. Then again he went up to Baladev, and then he turned around, and then he lifted up his hind legs, and again he kicked him. But this time when he went to kick, Baladev very easily just caught hold of his legs with one hand, and then just started to swing him round in a centrifugal way. And then he just took him and tossed him up towards the tall tree. Before this demon even reached the top of the tree, his life air had left. His body hit the tree, and then so many fruits started to come down. The tree also broke, and it fell and it hit one tree. And from the weight of that and the demon, that tree also broke and fell and hit another tree. And then another tree, and another tree, and in this way, the trees were just scattered all over the place in such a short time. The friends of Denukasura, they saw how their master had just been killed by Baladev. And then immediately, they also got up and they started to attack Baladev and Krishna. And there was a great flurry of Baladev and Krishna just taking them and swinging them and then throwing them up into the trees. And then within no time, the whole place was completely devastated. They were just tall trees, tall fruit, the bodies of these demons, and blood. The place was such a mess. And then after Madhu Mangal, who was very hungry, he looked. He said, "Oh Krishna, I am not hungry anymore. Let's go home." So, it's been explained that this pastime, it has very, very significant meaning. That just like the different demons that were killed by Krishna, that they represent different anartas. So, Denukasura, he represents ignorance. That he's taken the form of an ass. And the ass, he's the symbol of ignorance. Srila Gurudev has explained that in the rainy season, the ass will go and start to eat grass. But because of the rainy season, there's so much grass. And then the ass will look up, and the ass will see that, oh, that there's so much grass, I haven't eaten, but actually the ass has eaten so much, but he's just seeing that I've not eaten. In the dry season, when there's no grass, the ass has eaten just a little bit. But then the ass will look up, and the ass will see, oh look, I've eaten all of this grass. And then the ass, by the power of his mind, just see the power of Maya, then his stomach will become very, very big, though he hasn't eaten anything, but he'll think, I've eaten. What is this? Prakite kriyamanani gunai sarvasaha ahamkara vimudatma kataham iti manyate. That the ass is thinking that I'm eating, but actually due to the influence of the seasons, the three most material nature, all this is going on. But the ass being a mudha, being ignorant, is thinking I am doing. The living entity conditioned in this world, we're also going about and apparently performing so many activities, but actually these activities are being performed by this body, which is made of senses, mind, intellect. And these activities are being impelled by the three modes of nature according to our karma. We, the living entity, we're in there and we're observing, we're bringing consciousness, but we're just prisoners in this body of nine gates walking here and there. But by illusion, we're thinking that, oh, I am doing everything. I am in control. I'm so powerful, just like an ass. Also, this ignorance, when the living entity comes into this material world, Krishna Bhuli Seji Vanati Bahimuk Ataiva Mayataradeha Samsaradu. He becomes covered by Maya. And the first covering, the first slap is of illusion. This is avidya, ignorance. This avidya later develops into the other covering of the living entity, which is where you have the different things which are explained in Madhur Kadambini, then Ra, or lust. This lust, and avidya is just a subtle form, a development of this lust. And the living entity, covered by lust, is forced to act in so many different ways. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says, or Arjuna asks, Atakena prayuttoyam papam charati purusham. He said, oh Krishna, why are we forced to act, even if we don't want to? What is the reason? Krishna says, "Kam esha krodh esha rajapunsa mudbhavah." That due to lust, which transforms into tamagun, which is born from the mode of passion, one is acting like this. So how will one become free? So this pastime, we see that Krishna has killed so many demons, Putana, Trinavata, Shakatasura, Agasura, but now Baladev, he's killing this demon Denukasura. Why? Because Baladev, he's a Kanda Guru Tattva. He's the whole full manifestation of Guru Tattva. And the living entity who is covered by ignorance and covered by different anattas. What are those anattas? Sarup Brahm, Asat Trishna, Vidvaita Balam, and Aparad. No time to explain. So, the living entity covered by these... Guru, should I explain? No time. The living entity covered by these different anattas, but especially we'll discuss Vidvaita Balam. That Vidvaita Balam, it has four divisions. First is Tucha Asakti, that the living entity is attached to very, very insignificant, ephemeral things of this world. Then Kutinati and Kapatya. This means duplicity, hypocrisy, and also cheating and criticizing. That especially for one who has come to the lotus feet of Sadguru, one who's come to be able to do bhajan, then it should have Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he said, that is better to take birth in these species of worms, beasts, different animals, than to come and still hold on to this kapatya and matsarya, envy. So this has to be given up, but very, very difficult. Very difficult to give up this hypocrisy, this duplicity, because we're bound by illusion. So how to give up? And the last is pratishta. There's tucha sakti, kutinati kapatya one, matsarya, envy is another, and then pratishta. So who can give up? Kanakamini, pratishta bhagini tagyate e vaishnava. That one who's given up this desire for the sense objects of this world, kanakamini, the opposite sex, who's given up pratishta, desire for name, fame, adoration, which is so subtle that practically up to the level of bhav that this is there. How can give up? Only by mercy of Guru. So, Baladev comes and he's killing this demon because these anattas, especially this anatta, this will be removed when we take that attachment, which is born of ignorance that we have for this material world, for the objects of this world, for our mother, for our wife, for children, for different things. And then we take that attachment and then we place it at the lotus feet of Guru. That love and affection, now we give it fully to Guru. Then Guru, he is Sadhu Vaidya. He's a transcendental physician. Then he can perform the operation. Baladev, he comes with a plow. And with this plow, he's rooting up the weeds which are in the field. And similarly, he's rooting up the anattas which are within the field of the heart. And Guru, he's doing this, he's Nityananda Prakash, Baladev Prakash. He's a manifestation of Baladev who's coming and he's mercifully making the field fertile. But for that field to be fertile, we have to offer it to Gurudev. But because we're conditional, our offering is conditional. So we have to keep on offering and offering and offering and offering so that Gurudev can keep on performing that operation and make the heart nice and clean so that that Bhakti Lata Beach, which is being planted by Guru Mercy, so that this will grow very, very, very nice. So how he's giving his mercy? By his very merciful glance, by his embrace, by his wishes, and especially, Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido, bhavanti vidkana rasayana kata, tat joshanat ashu apapadu vatmani, shararati bhakti, anukumisna.
Today, tomorrow.